Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, education. Lesson 3, the law as teacher. Mindy, a witness against you. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, we read in verse 26, take this book of the law, so this is a scroll, this book of Deuteronomy, and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against you. A witness against you. Why so? For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. That's a word. Your stiff neck. And I do not want to obey. I want to go my way. Stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, you have been rebellious against the Lord. Although I was still alive, Moses says. And how much more after my death? So therefore, it is written. So that you cannot say, I had no idea what to do. Moses is dead. Yeah, but his words are written down. And they should be put at the side of the Ark of the Covenant. Inside the Ark, as we can see it here on the piece of art by Maximilian Janscher, here in the Ark were the Ten Commandments, the two tablets of stone. And on the side, outside the Ark of the Covenant, on the side, the explanation, Book of Deuteronomy. A witness against you. When you are rebellious, then these words will say, this is the way, and you have gone another way. And then it is a trespass, a sin. And it comes out of mistrusting. Therefore, the just one will live by faith. He will live by trusting the Lord, loving and honoring him. This book of Deuteronomy is the summary of Moses' experience with God for 120 years. It is a treasure house, what you can find here. Moses was a person, very, very intimate relationship with God he had. Very, very intimate. And who knew better than Moses how God sees things? So when after 120 years he had experienced so much as a leader of Israel, millions of people he had to lead through the desert. Imagine when such a mass of people is in lack of water. They have no water. Then it doesn't take long and you are killed by them. We want water, water. It's hot. We're in a desert. Our children, our cattle and so on. We need water. We want water. Give us water. What should he do? He is not God. And then he cried to God. And God said, okay, take your stick. Here is a rock. And then as simple as that. God provided. God knows that I need water. He has not taken them to the desert that they die there. Moses had seen so many rebellions. He had seen so many mistakes by leaders who made a rebellion against Moses. So they made, in reality, a rebellion against God, because God had taken Moses as a leader. Moses said, I have no problem to go back into the last row. It would be much easier for me. And very often he said to God, oh, I can't stand it any longer. Choose someone else. I do not want to be the leader anymore. It's too much. But God helped him carry them through the desert for 40 years till Moses was 120 years old.